A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, February 25th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvis Mklanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Russia-Ukraine crisis.
Some Zimbabwean students at Vinyansia in Ukraine say they are now stuck in that country after they were told by university authorities to shelter in place following the deteriorating security situation in the country. The students say at least 10 colleagues have left and are on their way to Poland, where they are expected to buy air tickets and return home. They claim that the Zimbabwean government is playing a critical role in ensuring that all of them are safe and those in need of help are assisted in going to Poland en route home. The Zimbabwean government has promised to assist in purchasing air tickets for them when they are outside of Ukraine. And Gibbs, while on that, I just received a text message through WhatsApp from one of the students at Vinyansia University saying that they've been asked to go and shelter in place right now as we speak, while they await one of the buses, which they say was cancelled, which was supposed to take them to Poland today.
Meanwhile, most of the students believe that they may end up losing several years of education as they might now return to Ukraine, to Zimbabwe, if Russia topples the current government. And a Zimbabwean organization based in Berlin is also trying to help the students who want to leave Ukraine. Ibambe mahlaba ezulu linjani lapha likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba. Namhla ke siqoqa ngodaba lwe-Ukraine lakwele Russia. Siyakwazi mavela sukuthi kulokuhlasela okumangalisayo okwenziwa lilizwe le-Russia. Sikhuluma khona manje Reuters News Agency, i-Agence France Press, le-Associated Press. Babike kubikwa ukuthi kukhanya ngani ibutho lakwe-Russia seliduzane le-Kyiv. I-Kyiv isigodlo sakwele-Ukraine. So kukhanya i-Russia ihlasela ngamandla. Siyakwazi ukuthi iyajema sibili ama-networks kunalawo okubona i-radar yokuthi ibone indizamtshina ezibuyayo lokuinto ezinjalo lwama-missile. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngani i-Ukraine layo bathi iyazama ye yaphindisela, kodwa kungazani izaphelelwa ngumphako ngensukwane ezilandelayo. Ele Melika libone ngazani i-Kyiv iyenelisa ukuthi idilike in 4 days. So kukhanya ngazani ke kulo hlupho khonapho. Sizikhangela ke abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala e-Ukraine, kukhanya ngazani ke abasezifundweni ezijeneyo sebefuna ukubuyela ekhaya, kodwa kulabanye sibili abathwele nzima. Besiquka labanye bathi kungani sebehlupheka ngoba abasekwazi ukuthi benzeni, ngoba sokuthiwa kumele behlale kuma-bunkers, kumele bayenze ukuthi bacatshe ukwenza ukuthi bengabhonjwa ngele Russia. So sikhuluma nje kulabanye babo abahambe e-border khona ngale duzane le-Poland. So kodwa-ke abakangeni, kukhanya ngazani kuminyene kakhulu mavelas. So kuningi kakhulu okwenzakalayo khona manje.
Aiwatiingamidza pachirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wechishanu kudai February 25, 2020, apo tiri kukurukura tichitarisa isu zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine, iyo yatakaona ichipambwa neRussia irimo munyika imomo iri kuwanikwa ichirwisa nyika iyoyi pari zvino. Pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyi zvakawanda, vamwe vari kushanda, asi zvakare vamwe vari muzvikoro vanodaudzira 250 vari munyika iyoyi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana muUkraine. Asi takakwanisa isu kunge tichitaura nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinosvika izvo 55 zviri paunivhesiti iri iyo mune rimwe guta rinonzi Vincentia, pavari kuti ipo vari kuwanikwa vachiita zvidzidzo zvekuti vave vana chiremba. Tawanikwa tichinzwa kubva kuna Prudence Chinemo nhasi atumira meseji paWhatsApp mushure mekunge ndabvunza kuti iko zvakamira sei pari zvino. Akati iye vanga vakamirira kuti vawanikwe vachipiwa mabhazi ekuti vaende ivo kuPoland, asi akati iye rimwe bhazi ranga riri kufanira kutakura vadzidzi vepayunivhesiti iri muVincentia umo rambokanzurwa. Uyezve panguva iyoyo vanga vakamirira kuti rimwe bhazi riuye, vabva vanzi ivo neyunivhesiti yavo vaende kunotsvaga yavanoti shelter in place kuti vawane kunotsvaga pavanga wande pasi pamabankers avanoti mabankers asaka pari zvino vese vandataura navo vari kunzvimbo iyoyi yevincencia vari kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka pari zvino uyezve vari kutyira upenyu hwavo nekuti vari kuti kunyange mabhazi akauya kuzovatora nzira yacho yekubva kwavari kuenda kupoland haisi kufamba nekuti vazhinji vari kuedza ivo kuti vabude munyika iyoyi yeukraine kuitira kuti vawane kweivo vachiwana rubatsiro rwokuti vatsvage kumwe kwokuenda tinoona kuti muzinda wezimbabwe uri mugermany kuberlin uri kunzi iwo uri kubatsira zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe izvi mukuedza kuti vaedze kuti vavawanire mabhazi uyezve kana vachinge vawana mabhazi aya vagozovawanika vachivabhadharira matikiti ekuti vabve munzvimbo yepoland vachidzokera kumusha asi vamwewo vatakataura navo vari kutiwo vanotyira kuti vakange vachinge vasiya zvidzidzo zvavo muukraine kana zvinhu zvikasagadzirika munguva inotevera vachawanikwa ivo vachirasikirwa nemakore ese avakawanikwa ivo vachiita zvidzidzo izvi zvepamusoro vamwe vatosvika kuma5 years vachiita zvidzidzo zvekuva vana chiremba vamwe ma4 years vamwe ma3 years asi vari kuti chikuru ndechekuti vari kuda kuti vachengetedzeke upenyu vamwe vanga vachitaura zvakare vachiti ivo vari kunyanyorwadzikana nekuti vabereki vavo vakashandisa mari yakawanda kuvatumira kunzvimbo iyoyi yeukraine kuti vawanikwe vachiita zvidzidzo izvi asi pari zvino kana russia ikakunda kana kuti ikawanikwa ichida kuwana ichitora zvairi kutsvaga nzvimbo yeukraine vakatadza kuzodzokera kwairi zvinoreva kuti mari yese iyoyi yakashandiswa nevabereki ichawanikwa ichirasikira pasi saka ndozvimwe zvekutaurwa nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe asi vachichema-chema kuti ivo vari kuramba vakateya ziso kuti vaone kuti zvichafamba sei kana zvichigoneka kuti vabude munyika iyi vobuda munyika iyi vachienda kunyikawo dzakadai sepoland kana belarus kuitira kuti vawane rubatsiro rwokuti vadzokere kumusha kana kuti vombomira vachiona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti kana zvinhu zvagadzikana muukraine vadzokere vachienda kunopedzisa zvidzidzo zvavo sezvo vari kuda kuti vaite vana chiremba uyezve vanga vachitaura kuti ivo shuviro yavo ndeyekuti kana vaite vana chiremba vazokwanisawo kudzokera kuzimbabwe vachinobatsirawo munyaya yekurapa vanhu munyika iyoyi saka nyaya iyi iri kuramba ichidhevheropa nguva nenguva ndataura zvakare nemumwe musikana ari ikoko ndamutumira whatsapp message ari ikoko zvakare kuvincencia uku ndichibvunza iri kuti konhasi zvamira zvakaita sei anoitwa iye melisa ari zvakare melisa charuvira anga ari kutaura zvakare kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka zvanguva zvekuti munhu batanepapa uchitsvaga kuti wopona sei ndokutaura kwaanga achiita asi ati munguva yandapedzisira kutaura navo vati vaakuenda kunopinda mumabhanka kuitira kuti vawanikwe vakachengetedzeka upenyu hwavo Gibbs.
Yes, and I spoke to one of the students at the same university, that is Lyson, excuse me, Lyson Moyo. So he says they have to take cover right now. So listen to this interview, marvelous. What is going on there today in Ukraine?
Okay, thank you for giving me the opportunity once again. So today we woke up early in the morning. Everything seemed to be quiet. And then since the Zimbabwean government had told us that we must come to Poland and they will be able to help us from there. So most of the students were able to arrange for a bus, and also some of the trains were moving here in Ukraine. But unfortunately, it seems an hour and 30 minutes ago, we received information that the Poland border was congested and some people were not able to go there to Poland, or some other students were still there at the Poland border. They are not able to get in touch with other people who are on the other side of Poland. So right now at the moment, we also received some information that we must stay where we are because in my seat, I'm in Vinnytsia, and as of right now, Vinnytsia city, things are quite here, and they are peaceful. To be fair enough, we haven't received any shellings or any bombings, but people are just worried what is going to happen next. But at the moment, we can say we don't have anywhere to go because right now, other border posts are closed.
So what are you going to do?
Right now, we are still receiving some information from the embassy that maybe we will try to use some other countries, such as Romania or maybe Belarus. So we're waiting to hear from them and also to see the situation if it's going to improve tomorrow. Because right now, even if we leave our cities, we're going to be stranded in the road because there is congestion. And also another thing is that maybe the Ukrainian government would also like to move its military and will also be in their way.
So now, looking at the situation right now, what do you think the government can do for you, the Zimbabwean government?
The Zimbabwean government right now, I think they've done their best to be fair. They've given us assistance that if we go to Poland, they'll be there waiting for us. Even today when we were organizing about buses, they were saying, if you're students, if you don't have any money to pay for that transport, do not worry. Once you're in Poland, we are going to pay that for you. Maybe what they can do right now, this is from my side, what they can do is, if they are able to send some invoice, we'll be able to, let's say if we're in transit to Poland or to other countries where we are supposed to meet the embassy officials, if they can give us the invoice who are going to guide us, and also so that if during the way we meet military officials or some military checkpoints, they will be able to say, no, these our students and these are nationals. But to be fair enough, they've done, I think right now at the moment, they've done their very best because they even sent us letters so that while you're in at the Poland border post, you'll be able to provide for these letters. Or maybe they can talk to if it is Red Cross here, so that maybe if we move with Red Cross, everything will be okay. But I would like to thank them.
So in terms of logistics, food and other things, money and so forth, do you have any?
So we still have some stockings that we had. We still have some food, but we're also worried that maybe in the next few days or in the next 4 or 5 days, things might get worse and we won't have anything.
So who's paying your fees and who's providing that money and all those kind of things?
Okay, so for me, it was my mother. She was the one who was working in Zimbabwe, and she's the one who has been paying the fees. And as of right now, I was talking to her. She was worried, and I'm also worried because imagine I'm in fourth year right now. So all these 4 years she has been working that I can be able to study here. And then now we are in between the situation. What are we going to do next? And let's say for this situation, she was raising the money for school fees and everything else. And she had also paid some other bills that needs to be paid here. And then all of a sudden, we're left with this decision where we have to leave.
So what are you going to do next if you have to leave?
So my plan, if I was going to leave, I was maybe going to go to Poland. Since the Poland government has said they're going to give us 15 days in Poland, maybe stay 2 or 3 days to see how the situation is going to go. But after that, if things escalate, it would be to go back home, that is Zimbabwe, and from there see if I'll be able to apply to other medical schools or to apply also maybe in Zimbabwe, because the past 4 years I spent studying, so it means that I'll also try not to put it to waste. So that is if I go to another university and also try to finish.
So can you update us in Shona?
Okay, so
there you are, marvelous. I think you can hear the young man is in distress, and you know, he's saying the situation has really deteriorated, like what you're saying. So there are so many things that are going in his mind. And so at the end of the day, he doesn't know what to do.
Yes, actually, he gave me a very touching interview yesterday where he literally said his mom is a single mom and she had saved up all that she could to enable him to go to Ukraine to study medicine. And now he was saying that his mom was literally, you know, besides herself, worrying, you know, as to his safety. So he had a message for his mom that he will keep updating her on what the situation is, but a very sad, situation developing there in Ukraine. But we will keep updating to see where the students are and what the situation is. But the latest is that they are actually going to shelter in place. They've been asked to go to the bunkers, and they are carrying their backpacks or their suitcases, which contain their travel documents, their transcripts for education, some tinned food, they said, and a few pieces of clothing, saying that because they don't know when they'll be back in their dorms, but it's been up and down the whole day. So we'll keep monitoring the situation.
Yes, let's listen to the end of this interview that I had with him.
Parizvino kubva zvanezuro nanhasi kuno kwatiri kuVinitsa hakuna chati chaitika sekuti maybe mabomba angadonedzwa maruma zanenge report kune chazoitika chakati asi chekuti zvinhu zvatazvionera hapana chati chaitika. Asi Zimbabwean government yakakwanisa kuti kutaura nevanhu vekuPoland kuti if we are able to move from here where we are and to go to Poland, there will be vachakwanisa kuti batsira. Saka nhasi patamukawo mama students amhanyamhanya akakwanisa kutaura nema Zimbabwean officials vari kuPoland nema Poland officials kuti tikakwanisa kuwana bhazi rekuti tikwire bhazi iroro, even if ma students asina mari or if chero vanga vasiri ready, let's say manecessities avanga nawo, zvinhu izvozvo zvozokavhiwa nechi nema officials kana vanhu vakwanisa kusvika kuPoland. But zvazoitika ndezvekuti it seems kuti kubhodha rekuPoland kwaitika congestion kuti haasingove mastudents chete ari kuda kubuda muUkraine, nema Ukrainian citizens vo vamwe vari kuda kubuda, and almost mastudents akawanda throughout the world, vamwe vachina vanouya kuno, saka bhodha rekuPoland rakawandigwa. Saka chero tatoreceive information kubva kumadeans offices nemaofficials ekuchikoro kuchinzi garai marooms enyu, garai pachikoro, because right now it won't be very safe kwatiri kuti tirambe tichifamba. Pari zvino takangomirira kuti tiwe kuti kana kune vamwe vanga vakwanisa kusvika ku border post kuti zviri kufamba sei, ravhugwa here border post chachona, kana rakwanisikawo kuvhurikawo tokwanisa kuzotevera tonoona kuti zvakamira sei. Asi pari zvino tingati tiri stranded, hatisi kuziva kuti tichamuvha sei, nekuti kunokwa kuna ndege dziri kubuda and government yedu iri kuda kutibetsera. Vazama nepesa, handinganyepi ipapo, vazama vamiramira, because imagine in situation yavakaudzwa nezuro vanda nhasi vanga vatokwanisa kumobilize nekutiwo tikwanise kuve nemaloji, vari kumiramira nepesa pavanokwanisa. Asi kuti isusu ti havazokwanisawo kupinda muno munyika futi, saka ndopane problem, ndopatingati tiri stranded ipapo.
Saka muchaita sei ipapo?
Isusu zvatatikamirira tichiona, tachimirira kuti maybe tikambomirawo mangwana kana kusvira mangwana toona kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei, then tikaona kutiwo mabhodha avhugwa tichatevera. O vamwe vanga vachitaura neembasi kuti ikwanisewo kutaurawo nedzimwe nyika dzakaita senebelarus, romania, moldova dzakakomberedza Ukraine kuti dzikwanisewo kutiita se kuti bvumidza kuti tikwanise kupinda munyika dzavo. Endewo futiwoti maybe zvatingakwanisa kubatsirwa negovernment, hatisiri kuti pane pavari kushaisha, hapana pavari kushaisha, vari kuzama nepesi pavanogona. Chavangokwanisa kutiitira maybe vakataurawo nema Red Cross officials anenge ari muno muUkraine, kana kusendawo amo maofficials avo anokwanisa kupinda muno muUkraine kuti maybe vofambawo nesu seinvoy, kuitira kana tiri munzira chero tikasangana nemasoja anenge ari pamamilitary checkpoints, chero maybe lesewo kutiwo zvinhu zvaescalata tosanganawo nemasoja ekune dzimwe nyika, tokwanisa kuburitsa madocuments kana vanokwanisa kutaura no, aya mastudents ari kuda kuenda se, ari kuda kuenda kumba.
Saka mastudies enyu anenge asakati what's going to happen, muchaita sei?
Yeah, pamastudies ndopakuti pakunetsa, because let's say kubva kumonday kusvika nethursday taitodzidza zvinhu zvakanaka, taitoenda kuchikoro, but nezuro manje kuchikoro havana kumira kudzidza, but manje mastudents ave neconfusion, vabereki vari kufona dzimwe nguva unenge uri kuchikoro, saka mastudents ambomira, ende saka pamastudies isusu hatitozivawo kuti tichaita sei. because tachifungidzira kuti tichakwanisa kupedza chikoro chedu next 2 years. Saka vamwewo seni zvanachifunga ndezvekuti ndichakwanisawo kumbodzokera kumba ndomboona kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei. Kana zvaescalata ndakutongoapplya kune amwe mauniversities kuti ndikwanise kupedza 2 years dzangu dzaa dzasara idzodzi, nekuti 4 years idzi hadzingaindi 2 years ende haingazoiti knowledge imwe yatikangoisa mupfungwa inenge isina basa ratichazoshanda.
Lyson, thank you very much. And set us up with some other students. They are marvelous. I think you are hearing very clearly what this guy is saying. And, you know, it's a very sad story. So, unzima kona kukesikuzwa kulunywa muchahalo uti, hey, kulobu zima punye umangalisa kona ngale Ukraine. So, uti batwele nzima marvelous.
Aiwa, tiri kunzwa zviri kuramba zvichibuda kubva kunzvimbo yeUkraine uko tinoona kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichiita zvidzidzo zvakasiyana-siyana munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Asi takaita rombo rakanaka rekuti tiwanikwe tichitaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri paunivhesiti apo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro, zvidzidzo zvekuva vana chiremba. Vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu uyezve vamwe vachichema-chema vachiti ivo shuro yavo ndeyekuti vasawanikwe vachirasikirwa noupenyu munzvimbo iyoyi yeUkraine. Asi zvakare vachitaura vachitarisa ivo nguva yavapedza vari kuita zvidzidzo izvi vari kuti zviri kuvashungurudza kuti vanokwanisa kuzongowanikwa ivo vachirasikirwa nezvidzidzo izvozvi zvavaita panguva ino. Asi vanoshuvira kuti zvinhu zvichagadzikana munzvimbo iyi. Asi zviri kuitika muUkraine zvinhu zvikungosanduka minutes neminutes. Saka tichangoramba tichinzwa kubva kwavari vachititsanangurira kuti zvakamira sei. Nekuti ndinoona kuti iye chiremba ava vachange vari chiremba mukoma Lyson Moyo vanotaura kuti ivo vanhu vari kumusha vakatotarisawo kuti vaone kuti zviri kufamba sei, uyezve vari kushushikana zvikuru nekuti vari kutoona zviri kuitika izvi pamatv padandemutande nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi vanoshuvira kuti dai Mwari akapindira kuitira kuti vawanikwewo vachikwanisa kubuda munyika iyi kana zvichigoneka vaende ivo kunzvimbo yePoland vozowana rubatsiro rwekuti vangaenda kumusha here kana kuti kwete. Asi vamwe vari kuti ivo kuti vadzokere kuZimbabwe havasi kunyatsofunga izvozvo. Vari kuti dai zvaikwanisa vakambonomira vari mune imwe nzvimbo imwe nyika vakamirira kuti zvinhu zvimbotonhora hambijana vodzoka zvakare kunzvimbo dzavo dzavari kudzidza kuitira kuti vaenderere mberi nezvirongwa zvavari kuita. Nekuti vati zvinotora nguva ndefu nyanya kuti uzowanikwa wave chiremba. Saka kuti uzowanikwa uchidambudzirwa zvidzidzo zvako pakati zvinorwadza nekushungurudza zvikuru.
So you spoke to one of the young ladies in Ukraine. So tell us about this young lady.
There's a lot, like you just said. You know, I spoke to Lyson, the same Lyson Moyo that we were just hearing from. I spoke to
this one that we are going to have right now.
I'm going back in time so that I can just update you that. You know, it's actually very emotional when you start speaking to these young people. I spoke also to another young man, Philemon Chizororo, who's also, you know, studying to be a doctor. But going back to Prudence Chinemo, she literally was my initial contact that I actually got, thank God, through the VOA Shona Facebook page. One of her sisters wrote in and said, I have a sister who's been crying on the phone to say that she is stuck in Ukraine and she doesn't know what to do and there's no information. So when we got hold of her, she said that, you know, her biggest problem at the moment is she does not want to die in Ukraine. She wants to be repatriated.
Yes, let's have her on the show right now and hear what she's saying.
Welcome to this special program on what is happening to Zimbabweans in Ukraine. I'm Avesi Nhlanganyahuye in Washington. Welcome to the program. Please tell us your name, your age, and what you're studying in Ukraine.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. My name is Prudence Tatenda Chinemo, and I'm studying medicine in Ukraine at VNMU Vinnytsia Medical University in Vinnytsia, and I'm 25 years.
Tell us, what is the situation like there?
At the moment, the situation in my city right now, it's kind of calm as compared to Kyiv, the capital city, and also Kharkov and Sumy and other western parts of Ukraine. That's where the situations are very worse.
And what are you planning to do should the situation get worse? Are you planning to stay there in Ukraine or leave? Where and where would you be going?
Okay, we are planning to leave, but we don't know yet where to go. Mm-hmm. But apparently the government, we're talking with the embassy in Berlin, and then they're saying that we can go to Poland border, and then we'll get to Poland, and then they'll get us flights to go back to Zimbabwe. But going back to Zimbabwe, I don't think it's a good idea, because we don't want to go back to Zimbabwe with the current situation in Zimbabwe. But what you just need is for us to be safe. Mm-hmm. We don't want to die in this kind of, war. We just want to go somewhere. Maybe they can help us to go to Poland or stay in Poland or go to Germany or Russia.
And how would you be getting to Poland should that option arise?
Okay, right now the transportation at the moment, it's kind of tricky because all the roads are blocked. There is no transport. Public transport is blocked. All the trains, all the taxis, they are blocked because everyone is scared. They're scared of their lives. So maybe the government will help us to get a bus to come and collect us from here. Like other countries, Namibia, Swaziland, they actually organized a bus to come and collect their students from Ukraine to Poland. And then from Poland, it will be safe for them to go to their countries.
And I can see behind us there, on top of the dresser, there are some bags. What exactly are in those bags that you have packed?
Okay, so we're told to pack our emergency things, right? So that means we don't have to pack everything. We just have to pack our toiletries and some few clothes and also our emergency documents, like our documents. We need our documents and to also pack the food, tin foods and snacks. Only portable things that we can move with.
What about the issue of finances? How are you faring up when it comes to finances?
Yeah, the finances are tricky right now because our parents, they paid fees, so they don't have any way to get the money at the moment. Like in the morning, I was calling my parents. I actually called my parents to tell them the situation because that's when the situation escalated in the morning around 4. Mm-hmm. And then they actually asked me the price of the flights in there around 2K. Mm-hmm. 2,000 USD, which is a lot from somebody who's staying in Zimbabwe. So what they just told me is like, just wait and see what's going on, because right now we can't find that money at the moment. That's a lot. So we are just waiting and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. So maybe we would want help on the funds. Let's say if they told us to leave Ukraine to Poland, we need money to get there. And maybe if we are going to stay in Poland, we also need money for accommodation. Mm-hmm. And food.
Mm-hmm. And is there a group that you have formed as students to make sure that you round up some of these funds? Where can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of groups right now on WhatsApp and Telegrams, and most of the Zimbabweans are there in that group. But the challenge is where to get the bus in Ukraine right now to take us to Poland border.
Are the borders open or are the flights coming?
Yeah, the Poland border is open. We're going to use the bus. We can't use the flight right now because mm-hmm. all the airports are closed in Ukraine. So that's why we need to take a bus from here to Poland border, and then we'll take flights from Poland airports to Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for having spoken to us on this program.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
There you are, Marcus. There's a lot happening there, you know. Very open and frank discussion. Ukuluma lapho Ntombuzana. Ukuluma ngabhekane lakho khona ngale kule Ukraine. So, akukhulumayo nje ukuthi sebethwele nzima. Kwana kunjalo ngoba. Yeah, kubekwa
ngashishinji ekupita. Seconds wapha tripita kubva kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Zviri kuUkraine zvizhinji zviri kuitika pari zvino uye zvevakatarisira ivo kuti vawanikwe vachibva munzvimbo iyi yeUkraine vachienda ivo kuPoland kuitira kuti vasawanikwe vachizobatanidzirwa munyatwa yemabhambo ari kuwanikwa iwo achidonha munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munzvimbo iyoyi yeUkraine.
Yeah, so we've got another interview that we did hold on there. Let's bring the interview.
Hello, and welcome to our program. And can you just tell me your name and your age and where you are in Ukraine?
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Philemon Chizororo. I am a fifth-year medical student in Vinnytsia region at Vinnytsia National Medical University in Ukraine.
And what are you studying and in what year are you?
Wow, I am studying medicine. I am in fifth year.
And which country are you originally from?
I am from Zimbabwe in Southern Africa.
Tell us a little bit about the situation currently where you are. Are you going to be staying where you are? Are you thinking of leaving where you are? What's the situation on the ground right now?
Well, a lot of students are thinking of going back to their respective countries. But as for me, I'm just waiting. If the situation gets serious, then I might go. But as for right now, I will be sticking around.
And also, what do you have your provisions in place? Do you have your financial provisions, your food? What's the situation like for you personally?
Well, yes, for me, yeah, everything is there, except if we are to go out like right now, some banks are closed. So maybe my parents might not be able to send me money that will reach me in time. That's the only problem.
Uh-huh. And if you were thinking of actually leaving Ukraine, where would you be heading and how would you get there?
Right now, there is a proposition by Zimbabwean embassy in Berlin. Students can go to via Poland, can go to Poland. We just need to find a transport to go to Poland. And then from Poland, we can buy tickets so that we can fly to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were to leave currently, what would you be carrying? Do you have a kind of, you know, things that you've put together to make sure that that's what you're carrying to go to your next destination?
Yeah, yeah. As for me, everything is ready. I packed necessary things like a few clothes, my certificates, and a few other things.
Mm-hmm. And what are your parents saying back home in Zimbabwe?
They are just waiting for me to tell them that now it's time for me to come home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I told them to wait.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Philemon Zororo. Hoping that you have a safe passage out of Ukraine if you have to leave.
Thank you so much.
If you have to leave.
Thank you so much.
Yes, marvelous. That's the other interview that we did. So at the end of the day, it seems as if the situation is really bad. And when you look at how the students are expressing themselves,
yes,
but it's funa uti bavikele bekumba bayekhaya. So
yes, it seems to be. You had Chizororo. He's actually the Zimbabwean students who have been there longer. He's just got a few years left for him to complete his degree in and become a doctor. So he was like trying to say, I'm praying that the situation de-escalates so that I'm able to stay and finish my studies. That's his prayer, but he says he's monitoring, and if need be, he will also just evacuate like everybody else.
And there's some Zimbabweans who are waiting at the other side of Ukraine, that is in Germany and in Poland. They are waiting for some of the students. So I spoke to one of the people that are assisting these students. So let's hear from the person here, Faith. She's based in Berlin.
So a lot of people, they know me through that. I'm based in Germany. And yesterday, we tried to contact the embassy after we heard about the news in Ukraine. And we wanted to know how best they can help our people. And we were told there's nothing much we can offer them. They have to look for their own transportation to Berlin. The only thing they can offer them is a flight ticket back home to Zimbabwe. And then I'm wondering, some of those people are from 20 years going upwards. And I'm thinking, how can you tell a 20-year-old to find their own transport? They are already panicking. They are in shock. So what we have come up with is to organize something as citizens. It's not an organization or any political agenda. It is just citizens best in Germany. We have decided to come together to see how best we can help our people.
How are you doing that?
We have set, my number is already on Twitter. We have given it to people that whoever needs help from us, they can call us, then we see how best we can help them.
So,
the ones who contacted us yesterday, we actually managed to help some of them, and we are waiting to hear from them if they have crossed over to Poland. But I think their batteries went flat because from the place it's called Ternopil to the Poland border, it's 1 hour, 30 minutes. But they took the bus midnight. In the morning, I tried to contact them. They told me the battery is low. Probably now they don't have the batteries flat and we can't reach them. And, yeah, so we're just waiting for them probably to charge their phones. Then we know how they're doing. But they were telling me that they are safer there. It's even better than where they were coming from. So the other group of people who came from Ternopil, 11 Zimbabweans, they're also on the other bus, whom I have already spoken to. They said they're okay. They're safe where they are. And they feel safer than in their hostels anyway because they know they are going somewhere.
So if, what type of assistance are you giving them in terms of, is there any financial aid or tickets or something?
No, what we are doing now, because we can't send money, because we have tried to hire a bus, because we found a 50-seater bus which they wanted 2,500 to transport 50 Zimbabweans to the Poland border. But the problem is we couldn't even send the money to pay or anything. But after some minutes, they called in and they canceled that bus. They told us they can't, the driver isn't available at the moment for, I don't know, some reasons. They were telling us that he wants to secure that his family is safe. But everybody knows, everyone wants to secure the family first before anybody else. So we are just trying to see how best we can help them. The 11, we have told them, just go to the border side. And the driver was very helpful. We asked him if he can get the money once he gets to the Poland side. He agreed. So that one is already sorted. So the other ones, we don't know. We're still looking for a way, but transport is our problem now.
Yes. So, yes. When they get to Poland, when they get to Poland, what are you going to do there?
When they get to Poland, because now we can't really say what's going to happen because we haven't heard of anyone who has crossed yet. But we have our people waiting for them at the border once they arrive, because we got the letters, from the embassy. So once they get there, we just want to know who has the letter and who doesn't have, because some of them, they already printed the letters. Some don't have.
Okay, so how are they going to identify those people waiting for them on the other side of the border?
Yeah, we have the telephone numbers of the people. We have the ID numbers. We have the passport numbers. So we have already given the lady that these are the people on this bus, this and this and this. When they come, please identify them with their passport numbers, their telephone number. You have them already, their date of birth.
Thank you very much. Can you put that in show now just for about a minute? Go ahead on what you're doing. Yeah, just a minute on that.
Ah, okay. I know. It's also true. We try to get the battery. We're not going to go to Ukraine. Group redu harisire kuti takanangana nezvepolitics kana kuti tiri kuita zveorganization or anything. Tingori maZimbabweans angofunga kuti ngatibatane pamwe chete tibatsire. Because tese takaona nezuro kuti embassy yakapa namba yayo kuti tibatire panamba. But you know, embassy ine maworking hours. Kana nguva yacho ichinge yapfuura vanovhara. But then chii chazoitika kuvana ava kana embassy yavhara? Ndopakaita pfungwa dzangu dzekuti regandipe phone number yangu tibatsire vana. Saka tiri kutraya by all means kuti tione kuti tinobatsirana sei. Of course, hatinawo information yakawanda tinenge tichitotsvagawo information. Especially kune vacho variko. Tiri in touch nevana vakawanda, magroups akawanda akacreate according to their cities. Saka tinenge tichinzwawo kusiti uku kuti kuri sei, tonzwawo kuti kuimwe city iri sei. But at the moment, city yaaffectwa zvakanyanya. City inonzi Kyiv or the Kyiv, I don't remember, I don't know the pronunciation. Yeah. Ndo siti ya affect wa zvakanyanya nekuti kuma 3 a.m. Ya bombwa futi kuma 3 and my students apanika vakandifonera kataura tese and tatogara pafone almost 3 hours because vanga vachipanika at that time. Vanga vasingazive kuti voita sei. So vane a hiding place avo dzavainadzo ma underground hiding places avo. Saka ndokwanda zvavati kuma madipi enda ikokoko. So munhu nongoshunga kubuda negombezerawo because maunderground munotonhora vachingonowandawo imomo. Saka we are trying to see how best kuti tovabatsira sei. Though hazvisinyorowo futi kwatiri nekuti one, we don't understand language yavo. Two, kuti tiwane transport iri kunetsa. And three, transport iri kungofamba but not all cities. Kune mamwe macities matrain but ari kuuya apo neapo. Saka tatichibvunzawo kuti akwira ndiani asara ndiani ndozvatiri kutongoita because yatongove survival of the fittest. Akwira totongoti okay akwira asina kukwira tongoti aiwana kukwira totongocommunicate like that.
Thank you very much. So what I'll do is I'll send you a link which you are going to use. But marvelous, that is one of the people who is trying to help from Berlin. So she's saying they are doing a lot in order to help. Mm-hmm. These students.
Maybe if you can back out because we couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. So you didn't hear her. So all what you are saying is that you know she's based in Berlin and they're trying to help as many students as possible. She belongs to the diaspora network in Berlin. Her name is Faith Chemari. So at the end of the day, she believes that they are there to help these youngsters. So she says that some of them are on their way to Poland, but the problem is that you know they are finding a lot of these roadblocks, and the Polish border post is also congested. So the students are having so many problems. And at one stage, she says one of the buses that was supposed to carry the students got bogged down, you know, and just because of issues to do with money, one of them decided not to carry them anymore. Because, you know, they want cash, but there's no way you can send cash in Ukraine right now because the banks, most of the banks are closed. So she was saying that's a big crisis. And then she advised some of the children, of the students, to actually go to bankers, you know, because they were finding it difficult to live at the hostels. So now I think they have followed what the authorities are saying about this critical situation in the country. So that's exactly what Chemari was talking about.
Mhm. Aiwa kutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe varikutaura ivo kuti varikushanda vachibatsirawo zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muUkraine ivo vari kune vachitaura kuti zvizvarwa zviri kuedza kuti zvisvike kuPoland zviri kutarisana nematambudziko akasiyana-siyana akadai sekuwanikwa ivo kuti transport yacho yekufamba kusvika kumabhodha iri kunetsa, kumabhodha kwacho kuri kunetsa zvakare, saka vanga vari kuti ivo sezviri kuitwa nevaiva vatambotaura navo kuti pari zvino vari kuedza ivo kuti vaende kumabhanka ari kutaurwa ivo kuti
your network is falling as well, marvelous. If you may log out and come back, so because it's freezing all the time. So now, before we take our next guest, let's listen to what Rejoice Ngwenya said about, you know, what is happening in Ukraine. But the people are very worried about the education of these students, you know, if they leave Ukraine. At the end of the day, there is a belief that they may end up abandoning the student, the everything, you know, because they'll be out of Russia. So there's that kind of concern. So let's hear Ngwenya. Maybe I'm trying to get where he sent.
Abafunda Ukraine, basenkingeni. ezima kakhulu ukubala uhulumende ongelazo izimpahla yothando lokuthi bancediswe ngoba abantu ababekhona kuze kuqale impi e-domestic premier sangena enkingeni ezinkulu ukuhluphekeni kwagcina kutshintshwa amaphepha ngenhla kwezinye izindawo ngibona ngathi mina uhulumende wethu ubekwazi bevele kwazi ukuthi kuzaphambaniseka ngoba kulobungani le-Belarus amabutho e-Russia ebekuthelelwa e-Belarus lemingceleni eye-Ukraine e-Lugansk e-Donetsk e-Crimea kanti vele nxa uhulumende wayevele emele efuna ukuthi elesifiso ukuthi abantwana bakhitshwe wayemele ngoba kula bantwana bamaminista esibaziye bafunda khona abeyinzimedicine abambalwa basenkingeni ngoba ukugijinyiswa kathesi sokulempi akusela ama-communication sehlupha amafulemachina sevaliwe abantwana besikolo abaningi bakhona abalazimota angikhola ukuthi kuzanceda imfundo yabo yesikolo sabo sesiphelile ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi ukuze uhulumende ubudlwangudlwangu owugqililwano kaputin ubalungisele izindawo zakhona ngiyakhuluma mina ngiyakwazi kakhuluma sasilabantu abethu ababefunda e-Donetsk kwasihlupha kwaqeda umnyaka ukuthi silungisise udaba lwethu baze bayaqalisa futhi kwenye iyunivesithi Ivanovsky kodwa hatshi akumanga kuhle sokuphambanisekile abantu abethu abantu ababo abantu abamazimbabwe abafunda e-Ukraine imfundo yabo vele siphelile.
So those are sentiments being expressed by Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. He is a kid who was in Ukraine, so he knows exactly what he's talking about. So he says there's a lot that is going on. Now we are joined by Mr. Tanta Moses Ncube. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. How are you?
No, very fine. So tell us what you are thinking about, what's going on in terms of these students. Are they going to succeed? And maybe that's the end of their education, or what can be done right now?
I will speak as a survivor of the liberation war in Zimbabwe and the Kukurawundi genocide. I feel pained by the situation that the students are undergoing right now. It's really a very painful and a devastating situation that they are in. I think primarily we need to be worried about their lives more than anything else because their education, it can always be seen what can be done about their education. If they can survive this, that's what you would cry for. I actually feel very sad that the global north can have a situation like this. These are situations that are actually in the global south or in the third world. So for us to experience this in countries like Ukraine is a very, very sad situation. And we also wonder why our governments are not very responsive because this thing has been brewing. They've been aware. I suppose they had enough information of what was going to happen. They should have actually evacuated these students way beforehand, before this kind of thing that they are going through right now. It's really sad.
Yes, so now I'm going to say, what are you going to do with your
family? Yes, I'm going to say, what are you going to do with your family? I'm going to say, what are you going to do owasinda kumpi enkululeko ngazosinda futhi kumbhuqazwe owegugurawundi owenzakala emathebeleleni kuyinto ebuhlungu angizange ngakufisa ukuthi
yes angazange uMoses Nhlanhla esekhontinile kodwa manje sisiyabisa enye ividiyo enjengomokoukuthi Thank you.
to this special program on Ukraine and what is happening to African immigrants in that country. I have with me on the program today someone who is from Zimbabwe, but let's go to them and just find out who they are and which part of Zimbabwe they're from. Welcome to the program. Can you tell me your name and your age and which part of Zimbabwe you're from?
Okay, thank you for having me here. My name is Lyson Moyo, and I'm originally from Zimbabwe, and I come from Kwekwe, that is the Midlands. So,
and how old are you?
I'm 24 years old now.
Tell me, what are you studying in Ukraine?
In Ukraine right now, I'm studying medicine. I'm a fourth-year student right now studying medicine here.
And what is the situation like there for you as we speak?
When it comes to the place where I am right now in Vinica, the situation is not that worse. Like, people are being told to stay in their homes, to keep calm, and if they need any necessities, they can go to the shops or to convenience stores to stock up. But right now, at the moment in time, there haven't been any shellings or there haven't been any military intrusions.
How far are you from the capital, and where are the worst places from what you can hear?
So we are at about 3 or 4 hours away from Kyiv, depending if you use a train or if you use a car. So the regions which are facing a lot of problems, it will be the western part of Ukraine, that is Donbas and Lugansk. And then also some other parts of Ukraine right now, like I had like from Kharkiv and some other parts which are important to Ukraine as a country. I heard that they received some shellings and some bombings this morning.
And do you have any Zimbabweans that are in those areas? How have you been as Zimbabweans been able to kind of give each other information? What platforms are you using?
So we have been communicating with each other via WhatsApp and via Telegram. Because when the situation started, I think it was at around 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we didn't think it was going to escalate up to this point, because we thought this usually happens every year. We hear this kind of news, everything is going to be fine. But then when we saw that things were going to be a little bit worse, we created groups and everyone managed to communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about what kind of supplies you have put together in case you have to, you know, leave the place where you're at. What's your plan? Are you planning to stay there? What's your plan right now as you speak?
Right now at the moment.
Yes, so that's the interview that Margaret did, and I spoke to the same person. So now let's bring in Mr. Nhlanhla Moses.
Udaba lolu ekupheleni kwalo luzaphela ngokuthi kukhulunyiswane ngalo. Ubusuzibuza ukuthi bona laba abantu ababe bephethe amazwe, ngoba bona basezikhundleni ezinkulu bayakwazi ukuthi baphephe entweni ezinje, abasacabangeli ke uZulu ohleli emazweni abo, kumbe uZulu okuhamba, ngoba impi ingaziliwe njani, kungaze kuthiwe kufe abantu abangayi. Isiphetho sakho yikuthi ngikhona bezafuna ukuthi bayihlala phansi. Kodwa-ke kuzathi kuhlalwa phansi kunengo kuyabe kwenzakele. Umnotho uyabufile, abantu befile, imfundo yabantwana abakithi esikhala ngabo iyabe isitshabalele. Sithemba ukuthi impilo zabo bazabe besele zisesekhona impilo zabo. Kuyinto ke ebuhlungu kakhulu yona le. Ukuthi ke njengoba ngisho ukuthi okuseleyo yikuthi ekucineni. Kuzahlupha kakhulu okwezizalwane zeZimbabwe, ngoba zisuka zibe zintandane ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo. Konke khona lokhu bekumele ukuthi ngabe izinto ezenziwe kuseselesikhathi. Amazwe anjengabo Morocco labo balama students khonapha eNigeria. But iMorocco ngesikhathi ngicina, I think beku-on the 24th, kukhulunywa kuyizolo. Lapho kade bekhanya bengathi balama-arrangement awukuthi ama-students lawo angathathwa. So-ke awaki ngibona ngathi asenkingeni enkulu kakhulu njengoba ngizwa ngathi lithe sinyi isikhulumi sithi kube kabangene kumabhanka into ezifana nalazo nalezo akwaziwa ukuthi ukudla akusekho akusela ezokuxhumana kaziseko ukuthi impilo zabo bazaphuma belazo kulimpi akwaziwa kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu le.
Yeah, talking to some of the students, Mr. Moyo, Mr. Ncube, they actually indicated that the government has come in a good way in terms of communicating with them, even if they are not there physically. So I don't know what you can say about that. We are seeing some messages from the embassy in Berlin. We have heard from the Harare government. They're saying the same, you know, from Harare. So at the end of the day, they're saying they're doing their best, you know.
Mr. Dube, messaging, not acting in time and then doing messaging at the wrong time is counterproductive. And as far as we know, there is no embassy, a Zimbabwean embassy in Ukraine. I was wondering to say if the ambassador that is in Berlin was in Ukraine, were they going to be as slick as they are right now? Because their messaging doesn't help. You leave your children to die. They are in danger. They are in the jaws of a lion. Then you start talking nicely to say, "Hi, my children, I'm with you. I'm praying for you and stuff." It doesn't help. Our governments need to be sensitive. If I may pick an example, like what happens in South Africa, the people will be killed, xenophobia and stuff. You won't see our government being proactive. We saw in 2019 Nigerians being evacuated to Nigeria. But in our case, even for them to speak strongly to say our citizens should be treated better, our government is not able to do that. I don't know whether it's because they don't have friends. They are looking for anybody to be their friend. Even if that person is doing the wrong thing, the government cannot talk. This is very sad. The government was well aware of what was happening. The storm was brewing. It has been brewing for quite some time. With their intelligence and knowledge and everything, they knew what was going to happen. Why didn't they evacuate these children to Poland, Romania, or even to Berlin? Why? One wonders.
Thank you very much, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tukunzwa mnyarikani wedu ari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo vachitaura ivo kuti ivo semaonero avo vanofungidzira kuti hurumende ingadai yakaburitsa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe payakangoona chete kuti zvinhu zvakange zvaita manyama mire nerongo sezvinoitwawo nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dzakawanikwa dzichitumira ndege pachiri nenguva kuti vana vavo kana kuti zvizvarwa zvenyika dzavo hazviwanikwe zvichiburitswa munyika iyi. Asi zvakare Gibbs akazotaura akati aiwa sekunzwa kwatiri kuita kubva kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nyanya vari kuzvikoro vari kutaura ivo kuti yatingati embassy yeZimbabwe iri kuGerman kuBerlin vari kuedza nepavanokwanisa kutumira mameseji vachitaura kuti vachange vari kuronga mabhazi nezvimwewo kuitira kuti avo vanokwanisa kubuda vabude vachienda kuPoland. Asi munyarikana akati kwete izvi zvingadai zvakaitwa pachiri nenguva kwete kumirira kuzoti zvizoitwa zvinhu zvashata sezvazvaita pari zvino.
On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, Miss Faith Chemari of the Diaspora Network, and she's based in Berlin. Students, including Lyson Moyo and others, and we wish them good luck in Ukraine, and hope that they are going to survive, because the situation right now is said to be deteriorating in that country. And according to Reuters news agency, Agence France Press, and Associated Press, and others, it seems as if the Russian forces are just outside Ukraine, and anything can happen within the next 48 hours. So according to the U.S. government, they think that the Russians are planning to, decapitate the authorities in a very, very brutal way. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And also a special thank you to Prudence Chinemo, who was able to link us up with all the students that we spoke to on this program this evening. And also Melissa Charuvira, we say you are in our prayers to all the students, especially.